Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Sometimes you come to a story in the Bible that is so compelling and so captivating that it just draws you in and it keeps you hanging on every word as you read or as you hear it read. In the opening verses of Acts 5, you have such a story. It's the account of Ananias and Sapphira and their sin that led to their immediate death. It's a true story, something that really happened during the early days of the first church in Jerusalem. It's not a myth. It's not a fable. It's actual history. God killed two church members for lying. That kind of grabs your attention, doesn't it? I'll never forget as a child hearing this story taught to me in Sunday school. It was really the first time that I remember hearing it. Even as a young child, maybe 10 years old or so, I remember hearing that story and thinking, did they really deserve to die just for lying? Was it really that bad? But I also remember that it put the fear of God in my little heart, at least for a while. I became very serious about telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to my parents and grandparents, my teachers at school, and especially to my Sunday school teacher at church. If I had done something that I shouldn't have and I was asked about it, I fessed up right away. I didn't want to end up like Ananias and Sapphira. Well, what was the real issue in this account? Why did God have to kill these two church members for lying? On the surface, it seems a little harsh to me, even as an adult. What about you? Doesn't it seem that way? Well, in the message tomorrow, we're going to look at the first 11 verses in Acts 5, and we'll try to lay out the important spiritual reason from the text for their immediate punishment for their sin. And so I hope you'll be at Grace Baptist Church tomorrow and worship with us. And as part of that worship, we'll open God's Word and look at this account in Acts 5. If you've never been to Grace Baptist Church, I want to tell you that we would love to see you in our service. We want to invite you to come and be with us. You'd receive a warm welcome from our people. And it would be a great opportunity for us to get to know you. You'll find us to be a very laid-back, very low-key church in many ways. You don't have to dress up to come and be with us. You can just come as you are, and you'll feel right at home. Our people will make you feel right at home there at church. If you have questions about our church, you can go to our website, gracegrandbay.com. We've recently updated the website, and so you can take a look at our website. You'll find out a lot about what we're about there at that website, gracegrandbay.com. I do want to tell you that we're located at 12930 Border Drive. That's just down the street from Grand Bay Middle School. We start at 9:30 with a time of fellowship in our fellowship hall. We have our Bible study for adults and our Sunday school classes for children at 10. And then our worship service begins at 11. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. We try to have this podcast available by 10 a.m. each Saturday, and we hope that it will just give you a brief preview of the sermon that we'll preach the following day. It'll kind of prepare your heart to receive that message. You can listen to the podcast and listen to our sermons at Sermon Audio. You can also hear it on our church app. And you can find out about both of those also on our website. I want to encourage our members to share the link to the podcast with some of your contacts. You might just attach a little message as you share the link and just invite them to meet you at Grace tomorrow morning. And it's a great way to reach out into the community and invite people who who maybe they're not in church otherwise, but with an invitation from you, you never know. They might come. There may be some who would come and hear the gospel, and it would be an eternity-changing time in their life. And so I hope to see you in church tomorrow morning. Until then, let's pray for the service. Let's invite others to meet us there. And tomorrow, when it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.
Shine.